1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The road might buckle up. The DOT is warning drivers to watch for pavement buckling as high temperatures move across parts of Wisconsin this week. Pavement buckles can happen when the weather quickly shifts from cool to very hot. As the pavement expands, slabs can push against each other and create sudden bumps or dips in the road. Officials say it's difficult to predict where buckling may happen, so drivers should stay alert, slow down, and keep their full attention on the roadway. Drivers can check 511 Wisconsin for the latest traffic incidents or delays. Serious pavement problems should be reported by calling 911. The owner of the Minocqua Brewing Company is pushing back after being left off the ballot for governor. According to WizPolitics, Kirk Bangstad now plans to take the fight to court. State election officials say Bangstad only had about 1,500 valid signatures to get on the Democratic ballot. That's well below the required 2,000. Bangstad argues some were thrown out unfairly and wants to know how close he really came. He has faced criticism in the past for controversial statements, including social media posts about wishing for the death of President Donald Trump. For now, the Elections Commission is moving ahead with finalizing the ballot. And tourism is booming across Wisconsin, hitting a record $27 billion in economic impact in 2025. Recent numbers show growth in every corner of the state. Officials say Southeast Wisconsin played a key role, with all seven counties seeing gains. Milwaukee County alone contributed $4.4 billion, while the city drew more than 22 million visitors. State leaders say the industry supports jobs and local businesses statewide. Total visits reached nearly 118 million last year. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Crew lose in Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the A's 7-5 and snapped a four-game Brewers winning streak. Milwaukee's Robert Gasser giving up four home runs in five innings pitched. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's got to grow from this and understand to pitch in the big leagues. You got to have an out pitch. You got to have something that, you know, they can swing and miss at.
Gasser after the loss.
You know, knowing it's like odds are Mike probably going to go out. So just trying to limit those, but, you know, ran to a couple of them. Just got to execute a couple off-speed pitches a little bit better. But the four seam played pretty well. Sinker was good. Just played really well. Just a couple that got away from me that ended up out of the park.
The series wraps up tonight. NFL, Packers mandatory minicamp continues today in Green Bay. Boys High School Golf, Edgerton's Owen Waggy shot an 8-under par to win the Division I state title at University Ridge in Madison. Cade Whelan of Milton was second at 7-under. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny, warm, and humid today with showers and thunderstorms developing later in the day. Some storms could be severe. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. Showers and storms likely tonight, mainly in the evening. Here too, some storms could be severe, a low near 62.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.